One of the weaknesses within the Caribbean today is that we appear at times to be so narrowly focused on our individual issues that we sometimes miss the opportunity to learn from the experiences of others within the region. Here's how Jamaica is trying to deal with a common problem.
Hey Jamaica, are you listening? Turn your sound on, turn your volumes up. We are going to change the way small business operate in Jamaica. We're going to make business easier for small business. For too long, it's been too hard to do business in Jamaica. It requires too much time and effort, even to just open a bank account. To get a loan, it requires so much effort, and you still can't get the loan. We need to make a change in Jamaica. We need to make it easier for small businesses to really access banking services.
Bucky, it's been this way for a long time. How are things going to change?
That is why it's a team effort.
Hello, everybody. I'm David Noel, CEO of Scotiabank and President of the Jamaica Bankers Association. And I want to say on behalf of Scotiabank and all the banks in Jamaica, we are ready to take on the challenge of changing our mindset so that we can be more focused and invested in the growth and success of small and medium-sized enterprises in Jamaica.
In order to really make an impact on small businesses in Jamaica, we have convened a team of financial institutions, small and medium enterprises, regulators, economic and research consultants to work together to make this environment more conducive, more open, more accessible to small business institutions to grow from micro to small to medium to large.
I'm Donovan Wignall, president of the MSME Alliance. The bankers are right. One of the main barriers blocking economic growth is for SMEs to get access to the capital they need to sustain the growth. It is very rare for a man with one taxi to grow into a business with a fleet of five. How many of us know a restaurant that has amazing cooked food, but sadly, there's no avenue for the owner to become a chain of restaurants? Very hard for a small furniture factory owner to become a large factory that exports. There are several reasons for this, which has to do with the business people and the financial institutions. On the business side, we tend to keep things too informal. We don't keep good records. We don't manage our cash flow as best as we could. And more often than not, we don't create a growth plan that takes us out of mere hustling into a formal, well-structured business. This informality makes it hard for the banks and other financial institutions to feel comfortable providing many of our businesses with the funds they need. On the bank side, when you're going for a loan, they ask business people for one bag of things, much of which we actually cannot find, plus take forever to respond to our requests, so that by the time the money comes through, we have already found another way to get it, or we just simply give up. It does not seem that the banks have any interest in working with us as small businesses. The forms are too long, what they want is too onerous, and they are never clear about why we get turned down. In this atmosphere, SMEs cannot grow. This ecosystem does not work for the Jamaican small businesses. That is why we are signing up to change it.
The Jamaican economy is stronger than it has been in decades. Banks have liquidity, that is cash that we can lend to the public, and we have the capital to support the growth and development of Jamaica. And we are trying to find new and sustainable ways to make money for ourselves. We see small and medium-sized enterprises as critical to the success of the Jamaican economy. And we freely admit that in the past, they've been sometimes difficult to deal with. We have not clearly explained our loan processes. And when we decline a loan, we have not been as transparent as we could be to explain the reasons for that decision. So moving forward, we are committed to changing the way we do banking, simplifying our processes, and making it easier for you to apply for credit and understand our credit decision. We are signing up to change the current ecosystem.
I am Keith Duncan, Vice President of the Private Sector Organization Jamaica, Co-Chair of EPA, Group CEO, JMNB Group of Companies, the Love Company.
The PSOJ, in collaboration with EPOC, the banks and other stakeholders, have decided to facilitate the growth of the Jamaican economy through greater participation and growth of SMEs from getting access to needed funds.
As well as to hold us accountable to deliver sustainable change. The most important condition for our project is that any solutions provided must take into account the realities of Jamaican cultural and economic landscape.
We are committed to changing that. We can only build from where we are, and we intend to push aggressively towards implementation. No more long talking, as we say in Jamaica. Time for action and doing. That is a commitment we want from all.
Here's a Sagittarius financial tip. Wise financial thinking means you should always consider having these types of savings. Emergency savings. This amount should include monthly expenses for 3 months. This gives you a buffer if you're without income due to downsizing, illness, etc. Or if you have an emergency spend for health care or another unforeseen event. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.